Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. If you work hard your whole life and end up on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico as high-rise housing for barnacles and sponges, you've probably been drafted into duty as an artificial reef.
We have a number of items out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Dale Shively coordinates the Artificial Reef Program for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We have 12 World War II Liberty ships that were put out in the mid-1970s, bridge, rubble, material, and we have smaller types of materials such as tugboats and some derelict vessels.
The next vessel to take its place under Gulf waters is the Texas Clipper. Originally commissioned for troop transport in World War II, after decommissioning, the ship was a cruise liner and a floating classroom for Texas A&M.
The ship itself is 473 feet long. It has a beam of about 66 feet, and it's approximately 80 feet from the keel up to the top of the wheelhouse. We have a permitted reef site. The idea is that the ship would be sunk in an upright position and that the clearance from the top of the ship to the top of the water column would be 50 feet.
Providing much-needed marine habitat and world-class diving in Texas. At this time, a date for sinking the Clipper is pending. Our show is supported by the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.